What's up, guys? This is your host of the ACL Project, Liam Hennessy. I'm always here if you need if you have any questions or want to reach out to me. The best way to reach out is through my Instagram handle, the ACL Project. There's underscores in between the words. If you have any questions, just shoot me a DM, guys. But today I want to talk about something I'm very passionate about, and it's building your strength back after ACL surgery. I think this is the number one missing component of most people who are struggling after this surgery. And guys, I don't know, you know, whoever's listening to this, you may be struggling years out from surgery, but no, there's people literally years after having this surgery who are still having a difficult time doing basic things like walking, jumping, going for jogs, things like that, guys. And I'm so passionate that if these guys would have got their leg to a strong enough point, they wouldn't have these issues right now. So let's talk about three ideas right now, guys. Number one, getting your strength back after ACL surgery. I want to focus in on how important it is to get measurements of how strong you are. It's unfortunate. There's a lot of clinics right now who aren't measuring your strength. What I mean by that is we're able to measure how strong your quad is, guys. And this is so important because if you have a strong quad, I'll back it up a little bit. If you want to go on a long walk, if you want to go hiking, if you want to play soccer, if you want to do athletic things, guys, your muscles need to be strong to absorb the stress or the forces of these movements. So if you don't have strong muscles, you know, the stress of the activity's got to go somewhere, and usually it's going to go to the joint. But if your muscle's strong enough, it's not going to have this sore, achy feeling. So number one thing right now I want to focus in on is we got to assess how strong you are. And there's different ways to do that. You know, there's simple tools where it's a cheap device. You can just wrap it around your leg and you push into it, and it gives you a numerical quantity, you know, pounds or whatever it is. And you measure your involved leg versus the other leg. And ideally, we want to see that leg be just as strong as the leg you did not have surgery on. So low-hanging fruit, guys, is assessing how strong this leg is. Because I guarantee there's a lot of people listening to this podcast, probably went to PT, you did all these different random exercises, you know, your therapist, the surgeon, assumed, you know, you were walking around okay, and you looked okay, so they assumed you got your strength back. So you get cleared, you get back to doing harder level things, you're like, oh my gosh, my knee is not as strong as it needs to be, and it's still achy. So number one, we got to measure your knee to make sure you have enough strength. Number two is we got to make sure you are doing appropriate things for whatever level you are at in the physical therapy process or the rehab process. What I mean by that is if you're 2 weeks out from surgery, it probably doesn't take too much exercise or movements to get that quad feeling like it's pretty worked. You know, a few quad sets, straight leg raises. If you're familiar with a TKE when you're standing up and a band's behind your knee, if you just do a few of these movements, your quad's gonna be pretty fired up. But if you're doing these same movements 4 months after surgery and we're not challenging that muscle to grow, it's not going to grow, guys. It's kind of like, you know, trying to get your biceps bigger, and all you're doing is curling a pencil. You're not giving your muscle enough stimulus to make the change. So, and that can vary quite a bit for each person, guys. If you're a mother that just wants to get back to, you know, going on walks with your family or playing with your kids, that is going to require strength, don't get me wrong. But it's, you know, it's not going to require enough as much muscle endurance and strength as someone who wants to get back to dunking a basketball. But either way, we have to make sure we're doing things that are getting our muscles strong enough. Number three, guys, technique is so important. Yes, if you compare two people, one person who's doing squats with poor technique and one person who's doing nothing, of course the person who's doing squats is getting more value, is providing their leg with more stimulus to grow. But if you take two people who are squatting, one person who's doing it with great technique and challenging their muscles appropriately, I guarantee you that person is going to get stronger faster than the other person. There's different cues that I look for when doing exercise to make sure you're challenging your muscle appropriately. Kind of hard to describe over just audio, but you know, let's say there's a box. There's a 6-inch box right in front of you. It's right in front of you. Turn to your left so the box now is on your right. Your right foot, you put it up on the box. So your left foot's hanging off, your right foot's on the box. And then your left foot, you tap down like you're doing a little mini squat kind of. I call this a lateral step down. If you are unable to, when you squat down like that, bring your knee forward a little bit and keep your chest upright, those are just some cues to me that you there's either a mobility issue or your quad is not strong enough to tolerate things like walking for long periods or, you know, jumping, things like that. So we got to make sure that when you are doing these exercises, you have good enough technique to challenge the muscle to grow. So guys, quick podcast there. 3 ideas that I hope bring you a lot of value. If you have any questions, again, I'm always here for you. Reach out in the DMs. We can chat about any ideas that you have. Whatever day it is, guys, whatever week it is, I hope you have a great rest of the week. As always, hit me up with any questions. Take care.